You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I reached out to some people this morning for comment on the outcome of the Commission's inquiry, but unfortunately no one was available for an interview, so I've done a brief roundup of the report and what it could be meaning for us in New Zealand. So in summary, the Australian Royal Commission released a report examining its financial sector, and this resulted in 76 recommendations spanning banking, workplace culture, and financial advice to overhaul the entire industry. But the centrepiece of the report is the $850 million fees for no service scandal. Some of the parent banks of New Zealand's banks, including ANZ and Westpac, admitted to collecting fees from dead clients or clients that received no services. Other issues include charging clients for advice they never even received and firms lying to regulators. Australia's High Court Justice and Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hayne says those responsible for misconduct in the financial services industries lie with senior management, so it kind of looks like the guys at the top might be facing criminal prosecution for this misconduct. So how will this be affecting New Zealand consumers and, most importantly, our trust in our banks? Well, last November, a banking sector report by the Financial Markets Authority and Reserve Bank found significant weaknesses in the way New Zealand banks govern and manage and conduct risks. And more recently, only last week, the FMA and RBNZ's report on life insurers revealed the sector in a very poor light, finding lack of focus on good consumer outcomes, so pretty much profits prioritised over people. Seems like the issues highlighted in the Australia Royal Commission are similar to the ones that we might be facing back at home, even though the behaviour is not as severe here. Minister of Finance Grant Robertson says the government will be looking closely at the recommendations of the Royal Commission to see whether they can be implemented here. But it does feel to me that the New Zealand sector needs to take action fast to show us that they actually deserve our trust.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.